The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowds put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the others contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Just two little points from the Gospel today. The first point is, Jesus is very observant. Just a widow just putting some coins in the treasury. Nothing special. But in the eye of Jesus, it's very special because he appreciates people with hearts to help people, to give out what they have. Today we might say, we don't have time, we have to energy to help. But it's not true. We have many things, but we reserve for ourselves. What Jesus expected us to give all, the time, the patience. It's very important. Jesus is observant. He knows what we are doing. He is not like a policeman, but he's like a friend. He wants us to live better in our life. In a life, when we say better, means to love more. When we say love, means to die all yourself for other people. More patience, more observant, the need of the neighbor. That's the first point. The second point is, many times we say we are poor, we don't have anything to give. It's so true. I remember once Jesus was having a conversation with Saint Faustina, you know, the sister who promote the divine mercy. Once Jesus asked Faustina, "You didn't give me all your things." But Faustina, "No, Lord, I love you so much. I give you all, give my best to you." Jesus says, "Right, you give me the best, but you didn't give me your worst things. That means your sinfulness." When I heard these words, it's so true. Jesus wants us to open our heart towards him. Even little things, even our sinfulness, he like to hear our conversion. He wants us to offer what we couldn't do, what we did bad. He is ready to take those things from us. We are poor because we are sinful. Because we are sinful, we need Christ. We need to offer to Christ. So that's last week, we have a 4-5 days retreat with all the priests of the diocese. In preaching is a priest from France of a community, Beatitude. And one of the points I remember so well, that that was the day of confession day. Before that, he mentioned that point. So it gave me some light, because as a priest, at times very difficult to confess to another priest, especially those sins that you don't want people to know what you had committed in the past. That's my poverty, the fear. But after listening to this conversation of Jesus with Faustina, I had courage to make my confession, whole life confession. I accept my poverty. I give out my poverty, like that widow. The last thing, what I had, give out. And Jesus gave me a really great grace. Because many times we reserve to ourselves this poverty, these little things. But Jesus not. He liked to listen. He's a good friend. He wants to console us. He wants to tell us, don't worry, go ahead. But many times when we dare not go to confession, we keep to ourselves. So it doesn't help. So these two points. Jesus observant. What we are doing, he knows us. He sees us. If a heart, fatherly heart towards us. And Jesus accepting all things, all poor things, all sinfulness, he like to accept, just to give us back our peace. And that's why when he was risen, the first thing what he said, peace be with you. And this peace is coming from Jesus, and this peace coming from his gifts. We need him. We cannot have, I have no problem. These are your poverty. When you say no problem, we offer our poverty. We trust his love. And that's one of the unique message of divine mercy. That small prayer, Jesus, I trust in you.